Elizabeth, what is industrial microbes? What does your company do?
So we're developing an organism that consumes the two greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane, and produces valuable building block chemicals.
Derek, how do you actually do this conversion?
Sure. So it's a process that's not that different from beer, and that you're adding gases and you have a microbe that's eating those gases and then producing the final product. And we're really taking advantage of the biofuel revolution, being able to use all of the lessons learned and also the research and the infrastructure developed in that industry.
I like your analogy to beer. Where did you get the idea? Was it you were sitting in the bar one day?
So actually, Elizabeth and I and our third co-founder, Noah Hellman, all worked together at a company that was developing a similar fermentation technology. So it's a green chemistry to make biofuels and bio-based chemicals. We're frustrated with the economics of the process, that it was such a great technology and a great idea, but the dollars just didn't work out. So we were really searching for a way to make it work. And the solution for us was to use much cheaper input material, so carbon dioxide, which is a waste material that everyone would like to get rid of.
Elizabeth, what stage is your company at now with this technology?
Very early stage. So this is our first round of funding for our company. So up until now, it's mostly been an idea process. We filed our first patent on our organism just in the past few weeks. So very early stage.
Wow. So then, you're here in Edmonton, and you've just been awarded one of 24 Grand Challenge grants from the CCEMC. So this shows great promise, I would think, for your technology and your company.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were really, really excited and honored to be a part of this awesome group of people who have really diverse strategies for trying to capture carbon dioxide and create value from it. So, yeah. Really excited, happy to be here.
So Derek, now that you have this funding, what is that going to allow you to do?
Yeah, so our first goal is to build a prototype. So what we'd like to do is design and build a microorganism and a process that can take carbon dioxide and methane, the two greenhouse gases, and convert it into a final product. And once we have a prototype, we feel like we can go to partners who could help us scale up and commercialize the product.
Where would you get your carbon dioxide and methane from? Does it matter?
Yeah, it's a great question. So for the carbon dioxide, we like to partner with a large emitter here in Alberta. So companies like those running natural gas-fired power plants would be a perfect partner. And then for natural gas, it's a commodity chemical, so we think we can get it from anywhere.
So if you look down the road a bit and to the point where you are commercialized, what do you see as being kind of the end result? What would you have out on the market?
Yeah, so we're making building block chemicals. What's great about them is they can really be used for a lot of different products. So our first products will be these pure chemicals that can go into things like soft drinks and also colognes and perfumes. These are valuable chemicals. But eventually our end goal is to get into the plastics market, things like fiberglass used in boats and bathtubs and fibers used in yoga pants. And so we'd like to make the biggest impact that we can.
So you're from San Francisco, but are you going to be doing your work here in Alberta or back in San Francisco?
I think our early stage is going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area. Long term, we're definitely going to try to open an office here in Alberta.
Yeah, we'd like to open an office research facility and then our first commercial facility here in Alberta, because there's an amazing amount of support for technologies like us, right? There's a research and development tax credits. The investment climate is really favorable. We would love to have our first commercial plant in Alberta.
So how much do you think your new technology could contribute to reducing carbon dioxide emissions?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this grand challenge was to remove 1 megaton of carbon dioxide, which is a massive amount of carbon, but not enough to make as big of a dent as we'd like in the global climate. So really what we're focused on is developing a new industry, getting more people excited about this idea that you can fix carbon dioxide, make valuable products, and make money doing it. And that's going to really spur more companies, more investment. And that's sort of the impact that we'd like to have.
Thank you very much, Derek.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Elizabeth.
It was a pleasure.